Buckle up. It's going to be a something to buckle up for.
Stutter much?
I used to, so now I feel bad about it. Thanks a lot. You're bringing up ghosts of the past, man. Although you do, to be fair, I actually used to stutter all the time when I was a kid. But you did bring up probably my biggest pet peeve. Do we still say pet peeve? Is a pet peeve still a thing?
No, that's, you know, one of my pet peeves is when people say pet peeve.
It's actually one of mine as well. That's why I ask. No, but mine is the whole life meme of much. Like just adding much to the end of something and making it a question. Uh-huh. Yeah. You say much?
Way too much.
Way too much. Yeah. So, like, and then I just want to try to find something that rhymes with it so I could, like, crutch much. And it's like, oh, what are you doing? Don't say much. We're done. We're done with it. Yeah. Okay. Talk to the hand. Hello and welcome to episode 550 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver. I had a little bit of a southern accent there.
I thought you were having a sip of coffee.
No, it was like I had coffee. Both and then it was true. Like it was like post yawn. I stifled a yawn and then I talked at the same time. So that's what it sounds like.
Like southern, what do you mean southern accent? Like southern BC? Because you're right on the south.
I meant like southern United States.
So, but why is that called southern? Like, because you can go to Mexico, it's even farther south.
Yeah, I don't know who decided. I think the
United States. Shouldn't it be like a middle accent?
Yeah, middle U.S. Middle, it's just call it mid U.S.
Like whatever, like right, if you're right on the Tropic of Capricorn or Tropic of Cancer, I legitimately don't know which one is in the Northern Hemisphere.
I'm not the one to tell you.
Why would we not know where the tropics are? The Tropic of Tropic of Capricorn.
I feel like I fell asleep in grade 11 geography or grade 10 geography.
That's whenever the south one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But the Tropic of Cancer is the northern one.
Glad you cleared that up.
Yeah, but I need to know where it is now. Where does it go through? Oh, wow. I thought it went up higher. It goes right through the middle of, it looks like, Mexico.
Great.
Shouldn't it be like kind of halfway between the equator and the Arctic and the North Pole? Like halfway from the equator to Santa. That's what it should be.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to get Neil deGrasse Tyson on here next week and sort this out.
Okay. I can't wait for that.
Nothing better to do. All right. What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
Beautiful sunshine. That's what's going on. Yeah. We haven't seen rain or anything but just blue skies for like 2 weeks. I don't know. It's really? Pretty remarkable. Yeah, we're living our best lives out here.
Yeah, we've gone the other direction here.
Okay.
Like it's been nonstop rain. Like this has been one of the worst Octobers on record.
Oh no.
Yeah, and it's July. Just for the listeners at home, it is July, and like I think today was around like woke up, kids walked to school. It was like 13 degrees and rainy, pouring rain, and it has been every single day for like 3 weeks now. And the forecast, more rain. Yeah, the grass looks good though.
Unfortunate. Yeah. Not too much watering required.
No. You could shoot a Lucky Charms commercial on my front grass.
Yeah, you should try. I think Sam would be a great leprechaun.
You could shoot scenes of the reboot of Patriot Games in my front yard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was I think the beginning starts in Ireland.
Okay, I was gonna say I don't remember that movie very well.
Really?
Yeah, I know that's great gonna movie. Stink. That's gonna sting you, I'm sure.
Nah, not really.
Okay.
Not really. I the first three in that series are all excellent, even though there's two different actors playing the same role. Still great.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is honestly, this has been the worst summer weather in the history of me. And so come on, everybody. Let's turn this around. Let's turn the ship around. Like, we're gonna go on vacation eventually, maybe. I don't know. And I'm not gonna have a tan before I go on vacation.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. So there's that. Okay. Patreon. If you want to buy me a tanning bed, or really just support the show. I'll be honest with you. It turns out like the show costs money, Adam. You didn't know that part, did you?
No. I thought it was just like, you know, it was free for everyone.
No, just free for you. You're fine.
But I don't listen to it.
No, you don't. Even when we're talking. There are costs and, you know, hosting and editing and all that sort of stuff that are involved. And so if you want to continue to hear this ready repartee, this witty repartee, then we appreciate your support on Patreon. And it really is a pretty great thing.
Getting on our end.
Getting money shipped to you, just like right to your door. Here you go. Some guy from Patreon comes by every Tuesday and just drops off a sack of money. Yeah, it's pretty great. It's in Irish bills, though. So
I thought it was like going to be a pot of gold. Just
is a pot of gold. Yeah, yeah. That's and it's like, oh, hey, there's the rainbow. But so they, you know, there's a link on our site if you want to help us out. And also, because I'm lazy, guess what's still there?
Amazon.
My Blogspot. No, yeah, Amazon. My Amazon, there's no Blogspot there. Amazon is still there. So assuming if you buy things, you can still click through our site, I guess. Even though Bezos is probably on life tilt right now. Because at best, he can be the second rich guy in space.
That's not good. You never want to be the second rich guy in space.
No. Branson didn't want to be the second. So, you know what I'm talking about, right? Do you watch the news?
Not really. No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Richard Branson, the record guy. Yeah, he went into space yesterday or day before.
He does all the crazy stuff, right? He had a TV show where he just showed all the crazy stuff he did.
I think there was a balloon incident. I think, wasn't there? Back when going around the world in a balloon was an idea.
Yeah, and I think he must have done that. He did a ton of stuff that it just became to me just white noise. Like, I just, yeah. Like, all right, yeah, you're a crazy rich guy.
I do remember vaguely, I wasn't there, but on the news I saw way back in the day when they opened a Virgin megastore in Vancouver, which was a big deal. He was on hand and he ziplined into it.
Cool.
This is better than that, though, going into space.
Okay.
Yeah.
What anyways, did he do there? Did he just throw money around? He made it rain?
He was up for like, there was like only 4 minutes and then they came down.
Cool.
Yeah. So they didn't orbit. Like that's the thing is I don't want to be a snob because I've been to space zero times. But to me, it's like they say, well, like space is recognized at like whatever it is, 50 miles or something like that. I forget how many feet, you know, thousands of feet space is recognized. I guess they were weightless at one point, but I don't know. I feel like in order for it to count, you got to do a lap.
Yeah. Like one lap. I agree. Yeah.
Except for Alan Shepard. He was pretty brave. When you're the first, you know, American, that's fine. But
I think it only counts if you like, you know, run around on the moon in a spacesuit, maybe dunk a basketball up there, something like that.
It's golf. Golf is the preferred sport.
Oh yeah. Golf. Golf on the moon. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Alan Shepard did anyways. That's what he was all about. Okay. Speaking of that, first American in space and first guy to golf on the moon.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot going on with him. And also he helped catch Hannibal Lecter in that movie. So pretty fascinating career.
Yeah.
For that guy. All right. What is going on, Adam? Are you doing anything in the summer sun or...
Not ignoring it. So far, mostly baseball. So if that counts, yeah, lots and lots of baseball.
Of course,
that
counts.
That's where we're occupying our time. And now hockey as well. Hockey started up. Well, I don't think it started up. It started up for us because we're occupied with baseball. But seems like every day that we have free from baseball, we get a call about, hey, do you want to come play hockey? So it's hockey or baseball. Yeah.
I like hockey, but I would like to reestablish the seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't seem to appear that there are seasons anymore. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. That's how it, I mean, that's not even a COVID thing too. I mean, I'm sure it is, because I don't know
about
you.
Well, I think it's always the case, but this is, I think there's more than would be typical because of such a lull in, you know, kids sports for so long. So now that it's been approved and okay, and now you can even, on some occasions, we've been allowed to go watch indoors now for hockey as well. It's happening left. There's tournaments, and I mean, we're not playing on any official teams, but we're often just like getting text messages, hey, can you guys come out and play tonight? Because people are traveling, and who's around? They're always trying to get kids. So yeah, he's on the ice a couple times a week.
So he's a rent-a-goalie, but not a goalie.
Yeah, he's a rented defenseman.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's what's kind of happening here, not with the sports stuff, but like, I mean, it must be happening to you too, where everybody's literally, the Band-Aid's been ripped off and they all want to make up for lost time. And so for us, it's like, yeah, now people are having, you know, garden parties and like everything happens all at once now.
Yeah. And the same is true for work for me, as physiotherapy is just, I mean, I don't know if it's the same happening everywhere, but it's just exploded in terms of like busyness in the last, you know, few weeks. Just seems like people are either all of a sudden more comfortable of going out and seeking treatment, or maybe it's their activity level is just skyrocketed in the last couple of weeks, and therefore we're seeing injuries. But either way, it's been unbelievable how busy work has been.
A year and a half on the couch, and then, oh, they're going to, no, but really, they're going to make up for lost time, and oh, I twisted my knee. Like, I was not in shape to go up the stairs.
Yeah, and I think there's just tons of that happening, just like, all of a sudden, like, yeah, let's, and the weather's been great, so let's get out and do everything all at once is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Take it slow, everybody. That's what I'm saying. Take it slow.
No, take it fast. Make up for lost time. Giddy up. Although I'm not done streaming all my shows yet. So binging. So it's like, okay, how about a couple more weeks of the pandemic? And then like once I finish the last couple episodes of Bosch, the last season, then okay, then fine. Then we can do it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bosch, the cop in LA show, not the show about power tools. Here.
Right.
Yeah, what you'd think. So there's that. We spoke about it last week. You bought your daughter a bike. I bought my daughter a bike yesterday.
Okay, all right.
Like, which isn't great. That's not the cool news. The cool news is that I actually left the store with a bike instead of ordering one and having a 9-month.
Able to get one, in person.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's Harley Davidson, Softail.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks pretty kick-ass. Like in the Terminator 2. She looks pretty
right. Good. All like tricked out with all the extra chrome, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, we took the baffles off too. So it's
just make it loud. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got her unfortunately, like the fewest number of gears we could get was like 21. Like that's the starting point now. 21 is the new one, right?
Right.
Like you can't do it. You cannot like there's no options to get fewer. And so it's you can even like you can even download more and add them via USB stick. Like that's how many gears they have now.
Sure.
And so, so we talked her out of, she wanted the mountain bike. She went bike shopping last week with mom and, she picked out like the biggest mountain bike with the big giant, you know, mud under the dome tires that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my wife talked her out of it, and I doubled down and said, like, there's no way you're pedaling. Come on, what do you want to pedal that for? So we got more of a cruiser type that I think. I have not seen a picture, but I would guess it's probably similar to what your daughter got.
Okay.
In that range.
Okay.
So there's that. And it was around the same price range that you and I discussed off the air last week. So that seems to be what bikes cost.
Right.
So there you go. That's the big news. They had a bike in stock. Yay!
Nice. Yay! I went on Amazon and bought my daughter one of those LED lights for the front and the back. So nice. I bought one. I bought a set for both kids because my son just had the regular reflectors. So I've got them both. Mm-hmm. The bike light. bike lights you were talking about. And yeah, they just arrived. I just unpacked them and charged them yesterday. They look terrific and they're really reasonable. Yeah. I think they were $20-$25 for each, for a front and a back light. And the beauty of the front light is it's actually got like a little USP out. So it's got a little bit of weight to it, but it actually is like something that you could charge your phone off of. So it's,
oh really?
Like, yeah. So it's like a power, like it's a flashlight bike light, but its body is essentially like a little power stick that you could plug a USB into to then charge something else if your phone died or something. So pretty sweet. I didn't even know that. Yeah.
Could you charge your light from your phone? Like, could like drain your phone power into your light?
I don't think so, but maybe.
Because I've had people, I have a friend of mine who like riding his bike out to my house basically at night, his battery died, or his light died. So he rode, in order to not get hit by anybody, he rode with one hand out like his flashlight on his phone as his bike light.
Okay.
That I can't recommend that to be safe.
Yeah. Seems a little precarious. Yeah.
They'll probably come see you for some physio at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Well, that's cool. So the bike my daughter has the built-in lights, which I for her, I don't mind, but I don't love it for myself. So I much prefer the setup that your daughter has now. Because if something goes wrong, it's just very easy to, you know, swap out for something else. Although illegal in Germany to have only battery powered lights, you have to have something that's powered by the bike, according to law.
Interesting.
Yeah, not really. It's more weird than interesting, but yes. So there's that. Yeah, and then no one cares about my bike light story. We played baseball again in we had to play in Karlsruhe, which you don't know where that is.
No.
It's in the Baden part of Baden-Württemberg. So it's a bit of a hike. It's about hour and 15 minute drive, which is not ideal.
Okay.
Although you do get to go on the Autobahn. I mean, when's the last time you drove on the Autobahn to one of your son's games?
It's been a while.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So 1-0 us, I guess. But, so 75 minute drive for a doubleheader. And then, I had to coach though, because our two coaches had a game of their own that day. And so me and the other dad had to take over coaching.
Yeah.
Which meant I still had to film. After we talked, I fully agreed with you. The quote unquote hit that he got was an error. It was an E3.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and we agree. I think we agreed on the error. I wasn't trying to, you know, my whole motivation was I just wanted to stop filming. But now, you know what? Let's be realistic. I had to keep filming to get his first hit. But now I'm coaching. Now I'm coaching and filming. So I don't like that. That looks silly.
You just got to strap that new GoPro to your hat and then just walk around.
Yeah. Where were you a week ago? That would have been ideal. I probably could have charged it off my bike light too. That would have been perfect.
First base coach / videographer, just on your hat. That's the perfect vantage point. Just turn your head to watch the hit.
That's what I ended up doing. Anyways, but like, so I was first base coach, and because we were on the first base side, that's my policy. I just coach on whatever the closest one is. Mm-hmm. And I debated. I was like, okay, what camera am I going to bring? Okay, I'm going to bring my Mark III, but then I have to set it up on a tripod. And I'm like, you know, some kid, like there'll be no parental supervision besides us. I'll be out coaching. So I'll have it set up to the side, hit record, and you know, some kid's going to, in the on deck circle, is going to smash it. Right?
Right.
Like that's a given. And so I was like, you know what? Don't be dumb. Just, this is going to be an iPhone situation. And so there I was. I just started recording his at-bats, while coaching with my iPhone. And I think it was his third at-bat on the day. He got his first hit. And so like legit hit. I think even you would agree that it is a legit hit.
Yeah. That's a kid's hit every time.
Yeah. You hit it at third base. They're not making that throw. He beat it out. And so I will post that one again. And just to let you know, everyone, so he got his first hit. But the highlight for me, so that was pretty good. Played two games, doubleheader in Karlsruhe. And then afterwards, and this is going to sound so innocuous, but I cannot tell you how much I appreciated it. The entire team, which was only eight of us because like six kids got sick or had birthday parties or something. Mm-hmm. And so we had to play with eight, which was fun. But the entire, all the kids and parents together all went for ice cream after, which like right around the corner from where we were,
yeah.
Which was oddly satisfying. Like okay. besides liking ice cream, obviously.
Yeah.
But just seeing all the kids socialize with other kids sort of outside of their normal environment, it was pretty great because they don't do that here for some reason. That's something that you do in North America. Like you go to McDonald's for a free drink after if you wore your uniform, right?
Okay.
They still do that or no?
I don't think so, but yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
I did that when I was a kid. After the game, you'd wear your uniform, they'd give you like a free coffee, you spill it in your lap and sue them. It was pretty good setup they had.
I feel like Dairy Queen for like an ice cream or something is sort of
yeah.
the trend, or it was when I was a kid. It was like, oh, you go for a Dairy Queen like soft cone or something, soft serve.
Same. You know what it was? Yeah. You're right. And I think that might be why McDonald's started the free drink policy in your uniform to try to steal them away from the DQ.
Sure.
I bet you that's what it was. So yeah, anyway, so yeah. So remembering like that from when I was a kid and seeing my son do that with all his like his buddies from baseball and them kind of hanging around and just sort of, you know, just doing what, you know, kids do, goofing around and the stuff they do, even for the 20 minutes that we had ice cream before making the hour and a half trip home, it was pretty great, you know, and kind of a surprise. So that was the highlight for me.
Nice.
I think I put a picture in there, didn't I? Yeah, I did. There's the ice cream photo.
Yeah, I Boom. Saw it. Yeah. Kids loving ice cream.
Kids loving ice cream and really just it's also, I mean, baseball is a different thing here, which I think we'll talk about a different time. Like it's just the dynamic is very different amongst the kids because it's not a normal sport here. It's not your typical standard sport. And so the whole dynamic is a little bit weird, but here's the kids, and this is just my crappy iPhone photo.
Yeah,
don't get too excited.
The best part of this photo is that they're in front of what looks like it's some sort of beauty parlor. Is it a haircutting place or something?
Yeah,
yeah. And there's like a poster of some stern-looking dude in the window that is just like he's staring right at the camera. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah. That's like the guy who broke Conor McGregor's leg. Is just staring him down.
Yeah, it's funny. He's like looking right at the camera as like an extra person in the photo.
He's not on the team. He's too old for the team. Yeah, but he just walks around muttering stuff to himself behind the backstop.
Yeah,
he's that guy. Yeah. No, I just googled. It's funny because I googled you know ice cream cafe. Near where we were, and there was one like you know less than a kilometer away, so we went there, but they still had the cafe part closed. I thought they would have had tables and stuff outside. I'm not a hometown guy in Karlsruhe, but anyway, so they didn't really have anything open, which I thought was weird. All they had was an outdoor like a takeaway stand, right, like a takeaway window.
Mm-hmm.
But you still had to wear a mask like they required you to wear a mask to order. And then, like, take one step away, then no mask. It was fine then. And they still had plexiglass up too. So I didn't really understand the concept of what was going on. It was a lot stricter than what happens here. It's a little different. So
yeah, there's a lot of stuff that still doesn't quite make sense.
Yeah, and we'll outline that on a future show. All right, we're not going to outline that. What is interesting, though, is how many kids still, even on like an hour and 15 minutes away, and I know they're young, but how many kids show up to the game in skate guards, like full uniform and skate guards, and no change of clothes? It's an hour and a half drive. Bring some shorts. My kid did. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, you know what's funny is the kid in the middle, he's the American kid. Halfway, he's same as my son, like half. He's
when
half
you
American.
Said when you said skate guards, you mean like cleats, right? You mean like
we always just joke about that, like you know the kids that show up for hockey, skate guards. Yeah, so we would always joke anybody who shows up, even if they're wearing their turfs, if they show up in uniform for a game, we always just call it skate guards for no reason.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, we'll I was just clarifying. I knew what you meant, but I was just clarifying it for the audience. It gets confusing.
Right. Right. So the other dad who I coach with, that's his son in the middle in the Adidas shirt. And so our two kids don't go skate guards. And the other kid is brand new to baseball and he's not going. So I don't know why he thought to bring a change of clothes, but good for him. All right. Enough now. Reminder, monthly challenge this month is golden. I had to listen back because I forgot what it was. There's no way you remembered either.
The monthly challenge is golden. No, I had no idea.
For July. Yeah. Golden. Okay. And that could be anything. I might just shoot a box of golden crisps or whatever those cereals called.
And note to listeners that we're only going to be accepting their entries if they get it done by the 28th of July. So they got to get it submitted early. That's important.
Okay. There's more to that. So first of all, some people have, I'm not sure if they're sabotaging their own chances on purpose or they can't get it together. We always, up until this month, we have always recorded after the last day of the month to let everybody get their submissions in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, and people still, there's still a couple of stragglers. We recorded like on what, like July the 4th or something, like July the 3rd or something. So way, way past the end of June. And still a couple stragglers. So we did see your photos. I urge you to check them out, but didn't make the show. However, this month, due to Adam's foot fungus.
Mm-hmm. Scheduling conflicts.
Yes. With his foot fungus surgery. due to scheduling conflicts, a whole bunch of stuff. There's a lot of ifs, a lot of buts, a lot of what have yous going on in the summer. Yes. So, like starting next week, we're going to our summer programming, which is the short shows, finally. Not a moment too soon. But also, we need to record a couple days before the end of the month. So if you wish to get your July submission in, have it by July 28th, like Adam just said. That is we're doing it.
You've been warned.
You've been warned. Yeah. Ideally, everyone will miss the deadline and Adam can take that week off. That's yes. Adam's best case.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's make it bad for Adam and have like 100 submissions. That would be right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Just that'd overwhelm him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watching Adam would just weep on the show would be kind of, I don't know, a nice little summer treat.
Yeah. Oddly satisfying, I think, for a lot of people.
So oddly for a lot of people. So throw that on Instagram, hashtag two hosers monthly challenge, hashtag hey hosers, even better. Both of those and tag us at two hosers and we'll check that out on July the 29th. But you should be the 28th. Really, you the 28th, us the morning of the 29th.
Okay? Right.
Yes. Now you've seen behind the curtain. Just a little dude operating levers. That's all it is.
Right.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Just some baseball. So no.
Yeah. So you, what do you shoot? The stuff that you're sending to me, those videos, is that you're with your phone?
Oh yeah. That's just my phone. Yeah.
Okay.
My iPhone 7, like really, really top of the line kind of phone, video quality, but no. Yeah. Sometimes I just shoot my own kids at bats. Sometimes I don't, but I did a couple of at bats just standing behind the backstop. So yeah.
Your kid's getting, he's got the warning track power, man. You're going to have to, he's close. He's on the brink of hitting a Yahoo.
Yeah. He's been close a couple of times, but yeah, the pitching is also getting good. The ones that I can't remember who we were playing when I sent you a couple of videos. Like that was decent pitching. The next game we faced the best pitching I've ever seen. Like it was unbelievable. The best two kids I've ever seen playing 13-year-old baseball. And it was pretty awesome.
What team was that on?
That was Abbotsford, the Abbotsford Angels, who were the best team in the province when there was last gameplay. They won the provincials when we last had provincials, and it's a lot of the same kids. But there's two just phenomenal talents on that team, kids that are 13 and they're 6 feet tall. One of them's about 175 pounds. The other one is kind of like probably 5'11", somewhere between 5'11 and 6 feet. And he's kind of more built like Jack. So just long and lanky. And he is just a pitching machine. And
is his last name Guile?
No, but yeah, I'm sure there's, people watching him already in the baseball, communities, if for anyone who cares, but, yeah, it was pretty
dude
amazing.
I played against from there from he, I think he's from Langley, but played in Abbotsford. So maybe he ended up staying there after he played for like the Kansas City Royals eventually and whatnot. Aaron Guile is his name. And I'll bet you he has kids. I'll bet you they're going to be complete studs for Abbotsford. So,
okay.
That's why I ask. It wasn't a random guess I was throwing at you.
Yeah, and I can't really figure out the math. Like, our best pitchers who are very good amongst, I would say, again, the best pitchers in the province, we probably have three kids, maybe four, that throw in the mid-60s, and they have good off-speed pitches too. So, you know, if they hit 65 pretty regularly, 66, I have like probably the same radar gun that you have, the little pocket radar gun, which is kind of the standard.
But yes,
okay. So I have one, and sometimes I'll just stand behind the backstop. You can pick it up pretty easily. I just try to not be distracting to the pitcher, and I'll just record a few pitches. And I saw their kids warming up, and I went, "Oh no!" Like I know, because I've watched enough pitches and recorded, that I can usually guess within 1 mile an hour just watching it. And then I usually go take a few pitches, and it's usually, yeah, within 1 mile an hour either way. And I watched their kid warm up, or two of their kids warm up, and I went, "Oh no." Like, you can just you can just see it. And because they're so close, you know, I don't know, you could probably do the math, but at 48 feet they're throwing at 70 miles an hour. So what's that in, like, in reaction time? Because what is 60 feet is MLB?
60 foot, 6 inches, yes.
Yeah, so 60 feet, so 48 feet, so 70 miles an hour. It's coming in really, really fast from a reaction standpoint.
From a reaction standpoint, yeah. They like to do that. When you watch the Little League World Series, they put up the equivalent of 107. Well, it's they're not wrong exactly, but it's not apples to apples. In terms of actual velocity, because there are factors, but in terms of reaction time, you're right. Like it shortens your reaction time considerably.
Yeah. So yeah. It was something amazing to watch. Like I don't think I'm old and bad, but I don't think I could have hit it. Like the kids were starting their swings before they are releasing the ball, right? Now, the good news was neither kid had a great off-speed pitch. So they threw the fastball 96% of the time. And so, yeah, and usually on the off-speed pitch, you weren't going to hit it because you had to start so early. So you just left the off-speed pitch. And they would have had to throw it a couple times for a strike. So most of the time it's just pumping fastballs. But the crazy thing was, like, they were all hitting it. Our kids were all hitting it. They were putting it in play. It was an extraordinary game. We ended up losing to that team by one run, 12-11. The hits were even. The strikeouts were even. We were right there. Their winning run was actually like a wild pitch that we gave up with a guy on third in the last inning. And so it was like, it was so close and a great game. It was the best.
But one of your kids had 10 of the 11 RBIs, though.
Yeah. So if we're going to move on to the photo challenge, that's kind of why I chose my son's good friend for the photo challenge, because he has been on a hitting tear in the last two games. In, I think, 8 at bats, he has 5 home runs. He had 3 home runs in the game against Abbotsford, 2 grand slams, and a 2-run shot. He was struck out the first time, and then just went off. And the game before that, he was 2 for 4 with 2 home runs in that game as well. So yeah, he's just been crushing the ball. So if that's a good segue to the photo challenge, I didn't take any photos at the Abbotsford game. I took them at the previous game. So the photo I used in the photo challenge was one of his home runs. Also a grand slam. He's hit 3 grand slams in the last two games. So
wait, what's he swinging? That looks like a wood bat.
No, it's just it's painted to look like a wood bat. It's an aluminum bat, but they that's a Buster Posey. Jack has a similar one, a lighter version. This kid is pretty big, about 5'8", and he's a big. You see the legs, like big, strong kid, and so he's swinging a heavier bat. He's probably swinging the heaviest bat on the team. But it's just painted to look like a wood bat. It's a Buster Posey sort of Marucci bat.
Big, made a big inroads into some bats.
Yeah. So that photo was taken in the North Shore. We played the North Shore team, and this is him teeing off on a pitch that he hit over the scoreboard in center field. It was pretty sweet.
Nice. So it's nice to get an action shot in here. I didn't get any action. Obviously, I can't with my phone, and wouldn't get this one either because. Looks like this kid would obviously my son plays in the same league, like same division as your son does in North America. But that's the ages. It's not the caliber of baseball. It's a slightly lower here. It's not quite what we're looking at for your guys. No, that's a great shot. I mean, we can bust out his swing. His swing looks perfect, like where his hips are, et cetera, et cetera. And nice to have a cool action shot. Although you gotta Photoshop the clover out of there, buddy. It's not your fault. They should get rid of the clover themselves. But that's my only nitpick is the groundskeeping in North Shore.
Okay. Yeah. And the ballpark was just really really nice there. I'd never been to that ballpark in North Vancouver, but it was a really
which
nice.
Which one is it?
I can't remember what the name of it was named after
Northgate
somebody
or something.
No, it was named after a person, but, sort of in that Northgate area. I think there's other ball fields too, but it was a really nice ballpark. And the great part was I took some other photos in the game, but it was a little shorter fence than we normally play at. And all the kids like eyes lit up because they saw the markers on the fence. Yeah. I think it was normally we play like the distance is 250 in center and 225 on the corners and in our field. And most of the other fields are that or even a little bit further. This field was, I think, 210 or 215 on the corners and maybe 235 at center. And all the kids that hadn't hit home runs were like, I'm hitting one today. And the the best part about that is, I mean, it's pretty hard when you try to hit a home run to actually hit a home run. But, yes. But two of the kids on our team that have never hit a home run hit one that day. Jack hit one that was way out to right field, but it was about 15 feet pulled foul. So it sort of hooked and we were like, maybe we knew when it was hit, it was far enough, but it was about 15 feet foul. And another kid did the same thing to left field. And there was five home runs in the game, two by the kid in the picture. And then two kids that have never hit a home run, which was so great because one of the kids rounded the bases and he was so emotionally charged. He tears streaming down his face. And I took photos like of the high fives at the plate and stuff. I didn't post any of that stuff, but I honestly like don't get emotional, but the moment was pretty amazing. And so I was standing just beside third base, and as the kids kind of rounding third base, and I get the close up of like, you know, tears in his eyes. I have to admit, I did get a slightly misty for about 10 seconds for a person that really has no emotional pulse. It was a pretty neat moment. So, it was a fun day to take photos. I sometimes find that when I have the camera out for shooting baseball, which I might do one every five or six games, they seem to hit really well. So I think it's me. I think it's me with the camera. They get jacked up for it.
Well, I'm thinking you actually have to videotape all your son's at bats, like with your 6D, until he hits that home run, man. You're going to want that on film.
Yeah, I might have to, or something. Yeah. That's something good about just like the crappy iPhone video of it, especially when I don't keep it still and it like can't quite see everything. Like, yeah, we did watch the couple of warning track hit videos from the other day a number of times. So
of course.
I the other thing, just photography related or not photography, video related. You know, that talking about that GoPro. I was at a friend's house last weekend and he had the exact GoPro that that you were talking about, the one that you bought. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of tinkered around. He showed me some of the video from, you know, when his family went skiing, and I was just kind of, you know, manipulating the menu screen and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I kind of want one of those too. So, yeah. Maybe in the near future. It's pretty awesome. I was blown away, 'cause I do also have one of the cheap knockoff ones that I have in a cupboard somewhere. It was $42 and I've used it exactly mm-hmm. like three times. We took it on a Mexico trip to put it underwater and take videos of the kids, but I've not used it since. I'm yep. like, I think for baseball, 'cause I have a video camera, but it's a bit of a hassle setting it up and the tripod and everything. I'd love to just clip this somewhere and then just shoot plate appearances, and you wouldn't get everything, mm-hmm. but you'd probably get a decent, does it have a wide view mode? Like, does it give you a wide?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Really wide.
Yeah. So I thought like, oh, that would be cool just to plunk it somewhere and then just put it in a wide view mode and then just shoot a game and not have to think about it.
Oh, it's super wide mode. I mean, if especially in that situation, you don't need the image stabilization. So the image stabilization is digital, and so what it does is it overscans and then corrects for the shake. And so what that does is basically it digitally zooms in, right? That's
right.
But if you don't need that, then you can do the super wide mode, and you can see everything if you want.
Yeah.
Anyway. I can see what I have not even used mine since I got it. Unfortunately, I've been busy doing other things, but I anticipate like skiing was one of the reasons. Like that's one of the things I'm going to use it for a lot for.
I watched, and I was blown away by how unbelievable it looks skiing. Like just how smooth everything looked. Like to the point where you're like, hey, maybe when you go over a bump, like. It should register, but it's so smooth that even it hardly I would see it being really cool, like with the skiing where you turn around and watch the people come towards you and then see the jumps or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, or like you said, on the mountain bike with it sort of pointed backwards. And you know, if you're riding out front and then you see the people riding forwards behind you, like it would be super cool. Oh, and one other thing I should mention about the photo challenge is that, this template, like it's a Topps, baseball card from a few years ago. I think this was pulled off of a Mike Trout card. I say, I think because it was a buddy of mine who made these templates. So this was a little bit of a borrowed, I want to give credit to where credit's due. He made a few templates. I got his, I sort of, you know, in talking with him, I convinced him to put his kid in baseball this year and he had a great time. And so he made hockey card templates in the past. And as soon as I knew he was in baseball this year, I was like, oh, I think he's going to make baseball card templates. And as I was thinking about that, I think in the following day, I got an email with, hey, I made these bunch of baseball card templates. If you'd like, here they are. I'm going to share them with you. So I inherited this. I just kind of plunked in the photo and then changed the text to be what I needed for this. So
yours is way faster than mine.
Yes, probably.
I also have templates that I've used in the past, but I didn't want to recycle those. I mean, especially since I've, you know, we've seen them before. I think you've even used them, I think, at one point.
Oh, I'm sure I've used some of your templates. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't want to do that again. And, so I went and looked up, some other version, and I found Topps Heritage version. I'm not sure when these were released, a few years ago. And so I basically copied that. But I couldn't find a decent, like I basically have to like recreate this based on the original, like your buddy did, like create the template, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what this is. That's a recreation of the Topps Heritage Collection. Okay. And so you can actually see it's if you were to go and find it online, which I didn't post one of whoever I used. I forget who I used. Probably Trout. I don't know. Point being, it's a faithful replica of that. So
gotcha.
Anyways, so I went with that and shot a couple different ones and made my son pick which one he liked the best. And I didn't go for an action shot. I wanted more of the posed.
Right.
And so he liked the one where he's actually in the batting stance. And so that's going to be the submission this week.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And then you did some sort of canvassing filter or something on it, looks like?
I did. I added the little filter to make it look like a print Like it's like, yeah. like it's on that, that cardboard.
Yeah.
And that's on the original Heritage ones as well, but they didn't do the whole thing. They just did the photo. So I did a replica of what that looks like.
Yeah. That looks good.
And that's Nat Bailey Stadium.
Nice.
Yeah. So this was a situation of, we actually had fantastic light last night outside, after dinner. I said, buddy, here we go. Just throw your jersey on, no pants, nothing like that. Just leave your shorts on and put your hat on backwards like Griffey. And we're doing Griffey. I'll burn a cork. That's burnt cork, by the way, for the eye black. Throw that on there for effect.
Okay.
And just bounce some light with the golden side of the reflector. So we had some nice even light outside. And then I just cut him out and had to figure out, you know, where's he going to go? And I was like, you know what? Let's do Nat Bailey. And that's a photo of mine that I took. That's not off the internet. That's something I had in the archives from way back when.
Nice.
From being there. So, yeah, and the other one, I like the other one where he's kind of looking cool, but just as something different, but he liked the pose better. So,
okay.
There you go. So, just real quick on the topic, because I'm already bored of this, like last week, I want to talk a little bit about building an image, because this is something that we don't do that often, but I kind of enjoy doing it. And then also, I don't like it.
Okay.
How's that for a controversial take?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it when it's done. I don't like all the little tiny little things that have to go into it always necessarily. But I do appreciate when it's all done. It is fulfilling. But what are your thoughts on building an image? Do you like doing it?
I like the end result usually, but I tend to find that it always takes longer than I anticipate.
Yes, that's I would say that's accurate.
If I think I can do it in 45 minutes, then it's going to be an hour and a half. And I kind of already know that. It's like my parents like to set their clocks ahead 10 minutes and they think they're somehow tricking themselves.
All you do is die early.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's only, guess what? Life hack, it's only 9 o'clock, but your clock says it's 9:10. Yeah, I got tons of time. So anyways, I find that's the same thing as like, I kind of think, okay, this is going to take 45 minutes. So it's
staying light out to midnight.
Yeah. Yeah. So I always find that I know it's going to take longer, but in somehow I convince myself that it's not. And then I'm unpleasantly surprised when it always takes the amount that I think it's going to take, which is double what I plan for it to take.
Right.
Yeah.
Does your son, this is mostly for your son, I'm guessing your daughter doesn't care about baseball cards.
No.
Does your son appreciate how cool these things are?
No, 100% no.
Does Ben O'Neill appreciate it?
I would say probably not. I think his parents really appreciate it. Like,
will you print Ben's out and give it to him?
Yes, I will do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, but like, that's the thing is like my son has no clue. So I wanted to find out how you start on something like this, but like, so I think you're similar to me. I usually use, like, I recreate actual existing cards of the big league guys.
Right.
You know, whether it's, I mean, actually the my old baseball one, which I posted, the one from a couple years ago of me, and then one of my son from 2 years ago, you can see a bit of a difference in him. He grew up a little bit. But that's actually the template from a hockey card, because that's why I think it's the Wayne Gretzky rookie card, as a matter of fact. And, which I redid to be for the baseball, but I like to recreate the actual look of the cards because it sort of adds to the whole like fantasy aspect for kids of I'm gonna be a big leaguer, right? That's the idea.
Sure. Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, this didn't exist at all. Like you couldn't get custom anything. Like when you got your baseball photo taken, they just gave you some stock photo of some other team. Like you couldn't even get your own. It was terrible. So, we have those, but they're terrible. Like I should find my team photo. You know what I'm going to do? I will try to post the photo of me at this age like my like official, like they hired a photographer to come out and do photo day, which do they even do photo day anymore, or do you just handle it?
I don't remember. I think they do, but it's been a while, right? They hire somebody to come out and do it. We've skipped it a number of years just because I said, you know what, I can fully do this and it's not going to cost you anything. So
right.
I think we skipped it the last couple of years. Whoever was on our team, yeah, skipped it.
Okay, so I'm about to throw it. So right now, if you check in the Dropbox, I just put in my photo from that year, from when I was that age.
Okay.
Look at the quality. Besides the fact that I look like one of those hippie kids in my nice jeans. I'm playing in jeans, evidently, because it was, you know, 1980.
Yeah.
Or it might have been earlier than that, even.
That's a sweet hat, too, and quite a lid that you've got on you.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's nice bangs. I like your bangs.
Yeah, at least the shirt's tucked in, though.
Yeah, that's true. You know? No belt, but...
But look at the background. Like, look at the... Yeah, no belt. That was... We didn't do that back then. But the... Look at the background. Like, there's nothing says baseball about this. Like, this is nothing. That's a professional photographer took that.
Yeah.
In that he was given money to take that. You know?
Your jeans are rawhide.
Yeah. Yeah. We came from the wrong side of the tracks, Adam.
Okay. That's just funny to me. I don't know what rawhide is, but it's awesome.
They were not Jordache, I'll tell you that. you didn't see Brooke Shields selling rawhides. I think Belushi sold rawhides.
And that baseball bat looks premium.
Like I said, I know the kids all now are swinging, you know, drop 12 trampolines. That was like a plus six. That was a waterlogged. That was driftwood originally. I think Relic picked that up out by Molly's Reach. That's how old and waterlogged that is. For all our listeners, you should just Google Molly's Reach and the Beachcombers to know what I'm talking about. But
sure,
or don't.
Don't do it.
So anyway, so that's the difference. So back then, but later on when I was older and didn't even really want them, that's when you could start to order the sort of custom cards. Like you could get, you can get your for an extra $49.95, you could get, you know, six custom cards added on to your order. And except for it was like, you know, the fake company on there was like Happy Sport Fun Card, you know? And it's like, what? No, you want Tops or Upper Deck or whatever it is.
Fleer.
And Fleer, anything. Don Russ. You got a Don Russ in there?
Yeah, Don Russ.
Rated rookie, that guy. So, yeah, you wanted something like that, but instead it was Sport Baseball Fun. And you're like, oh, that's not really even a good name. Like, that was terrible. You know, and they'd print your stats on the back, like, you know, like the guy, the photographer's mom would have a typewriter and just type in, he hit 319, which is impressive with that waterlogged bat, actually. And my kid has no appreciation for, he thinks it looks cool, but he has no appreciation for how cool this is, right?
Right.
So once you get started, I mean, not necessarily in photos like this, but let's say you are doing something else that you're starting from scratch. How do you choose fonts to use? What's your thought process on font?
I usually try to just replicate the original card is usually
if,
the font.
In that case, yeah, but you can't. I mean, sometimes you have to get close, which is what I do. But let's say you're doing something like you're starting from scratch, you're making your own.
Yeah.
What is your thought process on font choice?
I usually want something that is easy to read. So that's kind of important. So simple is usually my choice.
Simple's nice. Easy to read is great. I like that's actually where I start as well. I want people to be able to read it. But I like something that's cool, but non-intrusive. Like it doesn't draw attention to itself.
Right.
In that, yeah. Like... Oh man, that is cool. The best part of your whole thing is the font.
Yeah. No, I don't want that.
Like, oh man, like my son was, you know, oh man. Oh, jeez. What about colors? How do you decide on colors to add?
Hmm. Again, good. For someone who has been using other people's templates, tough question.
How do those guys decide on color?
Yeah, we should ask them. I like it to be not too distracting, but it's just in the case of this one, which I didn't choose, I want it to fit into the background. Like, I want it to be legible. I don't want it to be ultra bright. And I want it to be relatively simple. So color choice is not to be overpowering.
Yeah, that's this. I like it to sort of blend in. Like, I like it. I generally like it if the font, if I'm not using white necessarily, if I'm using some other color, I like that color to exist within the photo somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good point. Or the border or something, right?
Well, in that case, yeah. But I mean, but when I choose the border color and the font color, I like both of those to exist somewhere in said photo.
Sure. Yeah.
Not generally, hopefully not to be the dominant. Like, if you're taking a picture of your son in like a green field, then I wouldn't use green. Like, maybe he's got a blue hat or something like that, or a blue helmet. And then I would make it, you know, match that, or just somehow tie it all together so that it sticks out, but it also blends in at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I do that without even thinking, as I usually look at the uniform colors and I try to include the uniform colors into the font, especially if I'm going to do it for a whole team. I think, okay, that's going to exist in every one of these photos, because usually I don't just do one of these. I try to do one for each kid. So uniform colors would be a big part of that.
And that's where I just use the dropper and select that color and go, okay, that's the color I'm going to use. Do you leave room for design elements? Well, these are mostly action shots that you. I'm going to post a bunch of your ones from the past, by the way, just to compare and contrast.
Okay.
Your son's ones I happen to have on file somewhere, which I didn't know I had.
Sure.
And so we'll go through. People can look at those. And most of them are action shots. One is a studio shot.
Yeah, I think it was your template. I think I saw the one that it was the studio shot. I think it was your template, and I was just shot it in his bedroom just we need a baseball card. It might have been for a photo challenge, even.
It looks like it was, judging by the watermark.
Doing
all those. It looks like you then recycled that a couple times, which, as you should. You did change the colors a little bit, but... the other ones, it looks like you shot a little bit wide anyways, and then you're able to crop it to what you need, which is basically like leaving room for design elements. I try to leave room for that. Not just baseball cards specifically, but for like anything I'm going to do, a poster or like an invite, like we talked about last week, I try to, if I'm shooting specifically for that, I will try to leave room for that. Like, I definitely shoot it a little bit wide so I can crop it to whatever size, like, you know, like a baseball card. It's a different size, and it's on a square. It's not wide. Like, you have all these different options that you can use it for. So I try to be cognizant of that ahead of time. Does it need to look realistic?
No.
Like when you do a composite, for example, like your shots are all, except for the one that's in the studio, I put it in his room. The other ones, like they exist. Like, you didn't Photoshop any backgrounds.
No.
Although I would have removed the dude with the sunglasses and the sweatpants, just staring. Yeah.
As a coach, to be fair.
Yeah, I understand. It wasn't some random dude who just wandered onto the field blindly.
Right.
However, he doesn't look in place. I don't like that. Or the other one with the van. This is the unmarked van.
Yeah. behind.
Yeah, it's nice that they're getting older now. They're playing in more, you know, proper baseball stadium type things. But like the one they shot for this week's got a great background.
Yeah,
albeit it'd be nice if there's some people there watching. But
there were, but the people were very sparse, and so it didn't make sense. It would have been too wide of a shot because they're up above, like two rows up there, and one of them was wearing a bright pink, and one was like a lime green sweater. I'm like, nope. I got to get rid of the people from this photo because it's way too distracting, mostly because of the colors and because of two random people didn't mean anything in this scenario. Yeah.
No. It'd be nice if it was a, you know, packed stands. It would look better thematically, but. You know, what are you going to do? That is what it is. And even then, it could be distracting, like, you know, because they're sitting so close, you can't throw them out of focus as well as you could at, say, Nat Bailey, for example.
Right.
Then you have to do some magic with Photoshop, which is not what you want to do. And so, like, if you look at the like the shot of I posted this week of my son, it doesn't look realistic, but it doesn't look tremendously fake. Like, it's obvious. It's obvious that it is a different background. Like, you know full well I didn't go and stand up, you know, on the first base side above the dugout at Nat Bailey and shoot this.
Right.
But I find that this one doesn't look tremendously out of place.
No, it doesn't. And I think it's true to probably what oftentimes a baseball card looks like.
It's exactly what I was trying to replicate. Like the ones, the series that I was replicating, they all kind of look like this. Like with the sky, like the sky in the background, and the like out of focus baseball park. And they look, you know, like even if they're not composites, they kind of look like they are. And so I didn't mind replicating it for that in this situation. Okay, that's about all I got on how to do composites.
Okay.
Or how to build an image in Photoshop in this respect. Monthly challenge for this month is golden. And reminder, Adam, when should people have it in by?
The 28th of July is the deadline.
Post it by then. We will talk about it for the end of the month. And hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both and tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram. And we'll check that out on the 29th. Challenge for next week, Adam.
Yes.
As I mentioned, we are starting our summer series, which typically are, because of our travel schedules, etc., our shorter shows. And as such, we're going to introduce a new segment, an alternating weeks, starting next week. The challenge is on this day.
Okay.
Meaning, you're going to go back, and as am I, and find a photo. It doesn't have to be a past challenge photo. It doesn't have to be Two Hosers related. A photo from our archives that was taken on or about July 26th, the air date of that episode, on or about July 26th of any year. And we're going to break those photos down. That's for next week.
Okay.
All right. Simple. So website, Adam, you're still doing the Instagram.
Yeah, I've been a little bit slack on the Instagram. Just been busy, but I haven't been on there for a little bit. But I will try to get on there this next week. Adam Two Hosers.
Check them out. And you can find my stuff at alanatridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos. Can you find our Instagram link on there? I don't think you can. I don't think I've put our Two Hosers Instagram link on. I got to do that. I'm going to do that, Adam. Probably.
Okay. Thank you.
But check that out at twohosers.com. That's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.